奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
啊，今天要跟大家来查考，耶稣就是真理。
Tonight, my topic for our study is God is the truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth.
啊，请我们看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 18.
三十七节。
Verse
37. 比拉多就对他说：“这样，你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”
Verse 37. You are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify the truth.Everyone on the side of the truth, listen to me.
在这节圣经节啊，记载啊，比拉多就是审判主耶稣的一个官，跟主耶稣在对话。
And here is a conversation between Pontius Pilate and Jesus.
啊，比拉多问他说：“你是王吗？”
And here Pilate asked him, "Are you the king?"
啊，比拉多很清楚啊，主耶稣出身很卑微。
And Pilate is very aware, well aware of the background of Jesus.
为什么问他说你是王吗？
And why would he ask him, "Are you a king?"
因为别人控告他的一个原因就是他自称自己做王。
Because one of the accusations made by other people was that he claimed himself as king.
那在当时就是等于跟当时的王啊，要有一种对抗。
And by doing so, he's in conflict to the king ruling at that time.
但是主耶稣没有否定。
However, Jesus here, he did not deny that he was a king.
你说我是王。
And he said, you said I am the king.
那我为此而生。
And in fact, for this reason I was born.
所以主耶稣承认哦，你讲的话是对，我是王。
And in fact, here Jesus admitted that he is the king.
那到底主耶稣说他是王是什么意思？
And what does it mean when he claimed himself a king?
36节。
Verse 36.
耶稣说：“我的国不属世界，我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆就要征战。”
Here he said that my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my rest.
当然，一个王一定要有一个国。
And of course, for a king, there must be a kingdom.
国如果灭掉了，王就没有了。
And if a kingdom were to destroy, then there's no more need for a king.
既然主耶稣也承认他是王
，And since Jesus himself admitted that he is a king.
他有他的国。
And in other words, he would term it mean that he would have a kingdom.
但他说我的国不属这个世界。
But instead, he said that my kingdom does not belong to this world.
我们在这个世界一百多个国家。
And in this world, we have 100 over countries.
我们很荣幸来到加拿大。
And we are all very fortunate to come to Canada.
这是一个生活品质相当高的一个国家。
And this country, Canada, has a very high standard of living.
但是主耶稣说，我的国不属这个世界。
But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
他的国是属灵的。
His kingdom belongs to the Spirit.
他的国是属神的。
And his kingdom belongs to God.
他的国是永远的。
And his kingdom is eternal.
那我们住在这个世界，加拿大这个国家很好。
Today we live in this world, and Canada is indeed a very beautiful country.
诸位，请问再过五十年，你还可以坐在这里吗？
And I would like to ask you, 50 years later, will you still be sitting here?
如果你现在三十岁，
and if you were to be 30 years old,
再过五十年，八十岁，可能吗？
And after 50 years, you will be 80 years old.
如果你现在五十岁，
and if you were to be 50 years,
再过五十年，
after 50 years later,
可能吗？
You will be 100 years old.
所以加拿大虽然很好。
Indeed, Canada is a beautiful country.
但是我们没有办法永远住在这个物质的国度。
But we cannot live on this physical world eternally.
我们可以说，再过一百年，我们都从这个世界消失了。
And we must all agree that after 100 years later, we all disappear from the face of the world.
但是再过一百年，神的国还存在。
But after 100 years later, the kingdom of God still remains.
因为神过去跟现在到永远是存在的。
Because God's is present in the past, the present, and forever.
所以我们的信仰就是在追求神的国。
And so our faith is to seek for the kingdom of God.
我们最后就是要进入神的国。
And our hope is to enter into this kingdom of God.
那是永远的。
That is eternal.
那是人生集中的追求。
And that's the ultimate pursuit for our human being.
那个国的王就是主耶稣。
And the king of that kingdom is Lord Jesus Christ.
然后主耶稣说了一句话,
and then here Jesus said,
说我为真理来做见证。
He said, I came to this world to testify to the truth.
那比拉多是一个审判官哦。
And here on Pilate, he is a judge.
他问了一个问题,
he asked a question.
真理是什么?
What is truth?
请问诸位,我们活了几十年, 我们有没有被问过这个问题?
And I would like to ask you, having lived for so many years on earth, have we ever asked this question?
请问我们对这个问题有没有答案?
Do you have an answer for this question?
真理是什么?
What is truth?
我们当中有很多人接受科学的教育。
A lot of you here have received scientific education.
科学的教育就是求真。
And in science, you seek for the truth.
所以一直要问为什么?
And that is why you constantly ask the question
要打破砂锅问到底,
why.
求真。
And you want to seek for the ultimate reason, which is the truth.
不能够容许假的存在。
And you cannot tolerate any falsehood.
但是请问真理是什么?
But I would like to ask you, what is truth?
谁能够给一个答案?
Can any one of you give me the answer?
圣经里面告诉我们真理需要有两个条件。
And the Bible tells us the truth must have two criteria.
如果我们能够找到符合这两个条件, 你就找到了真理。
And if you can find these two criteria, then you have found the truth.
那到底真理是什么?
Then what is truth?
我们看诗篇119篇89节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms 119, verse 89.
说主啊, 你的话安定在天, 直到永远。
Here in verse 89, it says, Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
这个地方说, 神的话, 安定在天。
Here it says, The word of God stands firm in the heavens.
直到永远。
Forever eternal.
我们如果有一点这个天文地理的常识,
If you have some understanding concerning astronomy,
你在这里指天,跟非洲人指天, 跟亚洲人指天方向是不一样的。
And if you were to point to the sky here in Asia or in Africa, the direction are all different.
所以天是什么?
So what is this heaven or the sky?
无穷尽的空间。
And this sky or this heaven pertains to this unlimited space.
就是宇宙的每一个角落。
And which is the every corners in the universe.
那直到永远又是什么?
And what does it mean eternally?
就是无穷尽的时间。
And that means is this unlimited space and time.
从有人类历史开始。
From the beginning of creation.
一直到现在。
Until today.
如果人能够继续历史继续2000年。
If this human history can continue for another 2000 years.
那神的话还安定在哪里?
God's word will still stand firm in heaven.
还是适用的,还是不会改变的。
It will still not change.
那这个叫做真理。
And this is what is called truth.
在每一个时间都适用, 在每一个空间都适用。
And truth means that it stands firm in the same any time, any space.
好, 我们先看, 那真理在哪里?
And today we ask ourselves then where is the truth?
我们仔细想。
Let us ponder.
有哪一个国家的法律是完全一致的?
Is any law in this world is the same?
加拿大跟美国只差一条线。
There's only a border to separate Canada and the United States.
但这两个国家法律不一样。
But the law between Canada and the United States are not the same.
那甚至美国每一个州法律也不太一样。
And the same with the United States. The law varies from states to states.
所以法律不是真理。
So the law is not the truth.
因为它不是不会改变的。
Because it will change.
50年前的法律跟现在不太一样。
The 50 years ago, the law is different from what is today.
50年以后的法律跟现在不太一样。
And after 50 years later, the law will continue to change.
因为法律一直在变。
Because the law continue to change.
因为社会一直在变。
Because the society changes.
但是我们现在读的这本圣经,
But today, this Bible that we read,
2000年前,
it's written 2,000 years ago.
那有的是差不多三四千年前写的。
And some was written even longer, 3,000-4,000 years ago.
现在翻译本有很多不同的。
And today there are many translated versions of the Bible.
但是原来那个圣经连一个字都没有改。
But the original text, not a single of the words had been changed.
你看,2000年来文化改变多少?
So for 2,000 years, let's see how much changes is there in culture.
请问你可以找到哪一本书在2000年写的到现在还有人读?
And today I can ask you, is there any books or novels that's written by man has been read 2,000 years ago until today?
很多中国人很尊重孔子。
A lot of Chinese emphasize on the teaching of Confucius.
孔孟思想对亚洲影响很大。
And the teaching of Confucianism has a great impact in Chinese thinking.
但是现在请问大家一个问题。
But I would like to ask you a question.
诸位大家里面, 你的家里有几个家庭有孔子写的论语?
And I would like to ask you, is there any moral teaching?
论语, 一本书叫论语。
A book written by Confucius, which is at home.
有人非常少。
I'm sure it's very few of the household would have such a book.
但是你再想一个问题。
But I would like to ask you
another question. 有多少人的家里面有圣经?
How many of the family here has Bible?
非常多。
There are many families that have this book, the Bible.
虽然不是基督徒, 他家也有圣经。
Although some people are not Christian, they still would have this book, this Bible.
论语, 除了学校应付考试之外, 差不多没有人在读了。
And other than just taking exam for the sake of studying the teaching of Confucius, literally no one studying that book right now.
我们知道现在全世界发行量最多的一本书是圣经。
But we know that one of the most published book today is the Bible.
翻译的版本最多的一本书是圣经。
And that one that's most translated is also the Bible.
最多人读的一本书是圣经。
And the one book that has been read by most people is the Bible.
但这是2000年前以前写的。
And you must remember this Bible is written 2000 years ago.
那为什么2000年写的到现在还这么多人在读?
And why is this book that's written so many thousand years ago is still being read by people today?
答案就是因为 它就是神的话,
and the answer is that because it is the words of God.
它安定在天, 直到永远,
and it stands firm in heaven eternally.
它就是真理,
it is the truth.
所以人世间啊, 不读圣经, 这是很可惜的一件事情。
And it's very pitiful that we don't read this book on earth.
我们知道有很多的书哦, 没有读真的很可惜。
And of course today it would be very pitiful if we don't read certain of the classic.
但是有一本书你一定要读。
But there's one book that you must read.
这本书就是圣经。
And this book is the Bible.
主耶稣说来, 我来就是为真理做见证。
And the Lord Jesus says that I come here to stand for the truth.
那我们再从圣经再进一步来看, 那真理就是神的话, 那真理又是什么?
And if this truth is the words of God, then what is the truth?
好,我们先看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to the book of John.
14章。
Chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说,我就是道路,真理,生命。若不借着我,没有人能够回到父那里去。Here
Jesus answered, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们看主耶稣的自我介绍非常特别。
And you can see this self-introduction is very unique.
如果你看人自我介绍,这个名片一定有一个姓,然后有一个名。
And if a person were to introduce himself, he will probably has introduced himself with his title, his surname, and his name.
那现在如果有一个人自我介绍名片掏出来,
and if a person introduce himself and bring out a name card,
我就是道路,
and he would say, I am the way,
这个很特别啊,
this is very unique.
你看, 那到底你是什么人?
And then you will question, who is this person?
那主耶稣介绍, 我就是道路,
and this is how Jesus introduced himself.
没有一个哲学家这样讲过话。
That's not a single philosopher will say this.
每一个哲学家说, 我告诉你们真理。
And every philosopher will say, I'm going to tell you a truth.
但是没有一个哲学家说, 我就是真理。
But no philosopher will claim that I am the truth.
只有主耶稣说, 我就是真理。
Only Jesus himself will claim that I am the truth.
这句话没有被擦掉。
And this has never been written off.
我们知道读圣经有科学家。
And we know that there are scientists who read this book.
爱因斯坦, 牛顿, 哥白尼,
and we know that Einstein, Newton, they all read this book.
读圣经里面有很多哲学家。
And there are also many philosophers that read this book.
读圣经有很多, 很有成就的人。
And there are a lot of people who have great achievement read this book.
但是这句话没有被擦掉。
But this has never been written off.
所以这句话是经得起考验的一句话。
So this words, this sentence has proved through time.
耶稣说, 我就是真理。
He said that I am the truth.
那到底这个是什么意思?
And what does it mean when he claimed that I am the truth?
那我们就要看耶稣是从哪里来。
And then we must understand and seek for where he comes from.
我们看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to the first book of John.
第一节。
First one.
太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
14节。
Verse 14.
这个道成肉身, 住在我们中间。
The word became flesh and made this dwelling among us.
所以这里讲说太初就从很早的过去那开始的时候就有道。
And here it says that in the beginning, there was a word.
那道就是神。
And this word was with God.
然后这个道成肉身。
And this word was in flesh.
那道成肉身是什么意思？
What does it mean when it comes into flesh?
那个肉身就是人。
And when it became flesh, that means it became a human being.
那个人就是耶稣。
And that human being is Jesus himself.
那个道就是神。
And that truth is God.
所以神是真理的源头。
So God is the source of truth.
那神成为人就是耶稣。
And this human being become God in flesh is Jesus.
所以当耶稣说我就是真理的时候，他就是用这个神的本性在介绍他自己。
And when the Lord Jesus introduced himself that he is the truth, he's introducing the essence of God.
因此圣经里面有记载耶稣的家谱。
And the Bible has also introduced the genealogy of Jesus.
为什么圣经要记载耶稣的家谱？
And why is there a record of his genealogy?
就是要让我们知道耶稣是人类历史道道地地的一个人，所以他有家谱。
And the Bible wants us to understand he's indeed just like every one of us that he is a human with family history.
所以他是历史上的一个人，不是虚构的。
And he is in fact a human being in history.
但是这个人是从神那里来的。
But this person comes from God.
是神本身成为人。
And he is God in flesh.
所以他又是神，他又是人。
So he is God, he's also a human being.
因此当主耶稣说我就是真理。
When Jesus said that I am the truth.
他就站在神的立场来讲，因为他就是神。
And he is speaking from the standpoint of God that he claimed himself as God.
他本身永远不改变。
And he himself will never change.
他讲的话永远不改变。
What he says will never change.
所以他就是真理。
And that's why he is the truth.
这个就是为什么主耶稣这样讲说我就是真理。
And that is why he explains himself that I am the truth.
好，那我们再想一个问题。
And now we're going to ponder upon another question.
那请问我活着为什么要学习真理？
And today, living on earth, why do I need to seek to understand the truth.
我想学习真理有很多的好处。
I think there are many good things that you can gather from studying the truth.
我们用很现实的观点来看。
If we look at from a very pragmatic point of view.
如果你的孩子到了大学以后。
After when your children have entered into the university.
说爸爸我要去读医生。
And if your your children would say that I would like to be a medical doctor.
那个爸爸就很高兴。
And of course, as father, you will feel very glad.
读医生啊。
And you'll be very pleased that perhaps that his children want to be a doctor.
表示将来社会这个有一点地位，收入很高啊。
And that means that he's going to have quite a high status in society with good pay.
那如果这个小孩子说，爸爸，我要去读哲学。
But on the other hand, if this child were to say that, Dad, I would like to be a philosopher.
那个爸爸说，你到底有没有想错啊？
And perhaps then the father will ask him, have you thought it through?
你读哲学，你的肚子能够填饱吗？
And if you were to study philosophy, how are you going to feed yourself?
你能够找到工作吗？
Can you find a job as a philosopher?
所以就有一点问题的。
And if that is his ambition, that's going to be a problem.
那如果这个小孩子对爸爸说，爸爸，我要去读神学。
And if the son was to tell the father that I would like to go study theology.
这个爸爸的头一直抓神学，你读神学要做什么？
The father perhaps will scratch his head. What's the point of studying theology?
你要去当牧师吗？
Are you going to be a minister?
所以我们一般的观念啊。
So in our common human perspective.
最有价值读科学。
The first highest value that we put on is to study science.
你如果研究到等顶端能够得到诺贝尔奖金，你不但名还有利。
We have a high regard for science education and we can be a great scientist or get a Nobel Prize winner.
你可以造福人类，你会发明很多这新的科技东西。
And then we can come up with the greatest scientific invention.
那读哲学这就次一等了。
That is perhaps the best, but second to the best is perhaps philosophy.
那读神学更下一等了。
And if you were to study theology, that's probably the lowest of the scale.
但是请问当你读科学读到博士学位的时候，英文怎么讲？
And well, I'd like to ask if you have studied science to the point when you are a professor.
到博士啊 ，PhD 啊。
To a PhD.
那英文怎么讲？
And what does that translate in English? What does PhD stand for?
就是哲学,
it's philosophy.
哦, 这是逃不了的,
it's the doctor of philosophy.
哦, 那这个三个有关系的,
and so all these three are very closely related.
哦, 科学不是人生最根本, 啊, 最根本能够解决人生问题的。
And science does not solve the basic problem in human lives.
比方说, 因为科学进步, 所以我们现在人类的寿数一直在延长。
For example, because of advancement of science, our lifespan continues to increase.
从50、60、70、80岁。
And people today can live from 70, 80.
就是科学能够做得到，使人呐健康好，活得长一点。
And this is what the science can do to support human lives and allow us to live healthier and longer.
好，那现在你活了这么久。
Now that you have lived such a long life on earth.
那你怎么样活得能够很满足？
How do you live this life to your fullest?
这个科学不能解决。
And this is one thing that science cannot solve.
啊，这个就要进到人生哲学。
Then you need to go into the philosophy of life.
啊，你要怎么去活， 让你能够活得很快乐。
Then you need to ask yourself, how are you going to live this life so that you can be fully satisfied?
所以你要有很好的家庭。
Perhaps you're going to have a very good family.
要有很多的, 啊, 这个朋友,
you have a lot of good friends.
啊, 你要有艺术,
lots of arts.
啊, 你要有音乐,
lots of music.
要有美术,
and fine arts.
啊, 要有文化,
you have lots of culture. 哦,
所以你的心灵才可以得到满足啊。
Perhaps you have all these things, then your heart will be filled.
所以这个就进到哲学。
That's when we enter into philosophy.
所以我们知道科学能够解决一部分人生问题, 最基本的问题, 但是科学没有办法解决下面一个问题, 你心灵上的需要。
We know that science and philosophy can solve part of the human problem, but the next problem is our spiritual needs.
所以这个很多人生哲学可以让我们也活得啊, 相当快乐,
and a lot of philosophy can allow us to live a very happy life.
所以有的人啊，他不要信耶稣啊，为什么他很活得很快乐啊？
So a lot of people they don't want to come to they don't feel the need to believe in Jesus because they claim that they live very happy.
但是你不管活多久，活多快乐。
But no matter how long or how happy your life is.
有一天你面对死亡。
One day you all have to face death.
这个是哲学没有办法解释的。
And this is one of the greatest mystery that philosophy cannot answer.
中国最尊重的孔子他说：“冤之不知生，冤之死。”
And even Confucius, he cannot understand this death.
他讲不出来。
And he cannot speak the meaning of death.
到底死是什么？ 他讲不出来。
What is death? He couldn't speak it.
所以人生哲学没有办法解释死。
So this philosophy of life cannot explain this issue of death.
那没有办法解释时，你要进入神学。
And so if you cannot explain death, then perhaps you want to enter into theology.
神学就站在神的角度来看死是什么。
Theology is to study this perspective of God and seek to understand what is death.
所以站在神的角度就是站在真理的这个立场来看死是什么，就很清楚了。
And when you stand from the perspective of God, that's standing from the point of truth, then it's very clear right then what is death.
圣经告诉我们，死就是你的灵魂离开肉体。
The Bible tells us the moment you die is when the time your spirit leaves your body.
这个定义你在哲学里面找不到，这个定义你在科学里面也找不到。This
definition you will not find in philosophy nor science.
那这个定义在神的话真理里面你找到了。
But this definition you can find from the words of God, from the Bible.
所以如果不认识真理，等于我们是盲目的。
So if today we do not understand or study the Bible, then we are perhaps blind.
我们是无知的。
We are ignorant.
现代人啊。 我最怕人讲你无知。
And today, the modern man is very afraid that you would accuse him as being ignorant.
无知表示没有文化，无知表示不开化。
Being ignorant means that you are very uncultured.
但是我们看啊， 你在internet里面可以接受到很多的资讯。
But today, we can receive a lot of knowledge from the internet.
Information, 资讯。
And information.
那么多的资讯里面， 到底有多少能够增加你人生的智慧？
And from all this information, among them, how much can you increase your human wisdom?
现在资讯多到你看不完。
And today, with such vast information, you can never finish reading all of them.
到底有多少资讯能够增加你智慧？
How much of this information can increase your wisdom?
能够解决你人生很多有疑惑的问题。
To solve all your problems in your human life.
这个答案差不多等于零。
And it's zero.
所以我们为什么要认识真理？
And today, we must come to understand the truth.
因为认识真理，我们才对人间的问题有集中的答案。
This is because then we can find the answer to many of the human problems.
但是如果没有认识真理，人世间最重要一个问题，你没有答案。
But if you cannot understand the truth, then you will not find the answer to the basic problems of life.
你可以活得很快乐。
You can live very happily.
但是请问你活着的意义是什么？
But what is the purpose of your living?
你没有办法解释。
You will not find an explanation to that.
活着意义是什么？你没有办法定义。
You do not, and you cannot find a definition for the purpose of your life.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为没有真理，你人生找不到目标。
Because without truth, you cannot find the goals and purpose of life.
那如果人生找不到目标，你每天很忙在生活，基本上是等于你开车出去，你要往哪里去不知道。
And if you have no goals in life, it's just like you driving on the road and you don't know where your destination is.
如果你在 freeway 里面开得很快，你不知道你要往哪里去，那这个开车有什么意义？
And if you were to be driving on freeway, you don't even know where you are driving to and what's the whole purpose.
那如果我们大家生活都很忙，
But if we were to live a very busy life,
但是你讲不出人生最后你要追求什么？
And that you couldn't say what's your ultimate goal in life.
那这么忙要做什么？
And what's the purpose of all this?
这基本上是没有意义的。
Effort that you put in life.
所以这个追求真理其实是非常重要。
So in fact, this effort of seeking for the truth is very important in our lives.
了解了真理，我们才对人生的真相能够看得很清楚。
Only when we seek to understand what this truth is, then we can find the meaning of life.
如果不了解真理，我们常常被人生的假象所蒙蔽。
And if we do not understand the truth of life, then we will be blinded by many falsehood.
我们只看到人生的假象，没有看到人生的真相，这个很危险。
And it's a very dangerous thing that we are all blinded by the falsehood.
好像你在开车当中。
It's just like when you're driving.
有一群雾在前面，你只看到雾。
You only see fog.
那雾里看花当然很漂亮啊。
And you cannot see anything in fog.
但是你没有看清楚前面有什么东西。
But you cannot see what is in front.
这个是很危险的。
It is very dangerous.
人生的假象是什么？
And what is falsehood in life?
人活着要追求名利享受。
And this the seeking of life seems to be on status and on a material wealth.
名就是要让大家知道我。
And to seek for fame is so that everybody will know me.
要大家尊重我。
So that everybody will respect me.
这个就是名啊。
This is what we call fame.
利是什么？
Then what is this
利 profit.
Profit.
就是我希望得到更多的钱。
So that I can gather a lot of wealth.
享受是什么？
And then what is this enjoyment?
我的水准，生活水准很高。
So then my standard of living is very high.
为什么这是人生的假象？
And why is this falsehood of life?
因为有一天你将近人生的终点。
Because one day when we reach the end point,
你回头过来看,
we have to look past,
这个好像一场梦, 过去了。
And in retrospect, we'll see that it's in fact like a dream.
你抓不到, 过去了。
You cannot grasp any bits of it.
当你要面对死亡的时候,
the moment when you face death,
你要想, 那我前面要往哪里去?
You have to ask yourself, where am I going next?
你不知道。
You do not know.
那我活的八九十年到底我得到什么?
So after living for 80, 90 years on earth, you ask yourself,What have I gained?
你发现你没有得到什么。
You found that you have gained nothing.
那是很悲哀的结论。
This is a very pitiful ending of life.
就是圣经里面所罗门的结论。
It's the ending of what concluded by King Solomon.
这个结论叫做虚空。
Which is vanity.
因为没有真理。
Because there's no truth.
因此今天我们在追求真理。
So today when we seek for truth.
使我们对人生的很多事情有一个很正确的判断。
So then we can make a true judgment to many things in life.
因此我们知道我们人活着做什么。
Because we know why we lived on earth.
我们人生的目标是什么。
And what is our goal in life.
我们人生有问题应该怎么来解决。
And then when we have problems in life, how are we going to solve them?
如果你买一部电脑。
Today if you were to buy a computer.
一本一定有一个手册。
And there's always a manual that comes
with
it. 手
册告诉你这个电脑是什么。
The manual will tell you what to do.
要怎么操作。
How are you going to operate this
computer? 有问题要怎么修理。
If there's a problem, how are you going to solve it?
诸位。
And today.
我们活在这个世界上。
Today we live on earth.
请问谁能够告诉我我是什么？
And can anybody tell me who I am?
谁能够告诉我我要怎么活？
Can anybody tell me how am I going to live?
我存在的目的是什么？
And can anybody tell me what's the purpose of my life?
请问，如果你没有那一本手册
，And today if there's no manual，
你能够找到答案吗
？Where can you find the answer？
你遇到问题，你有答案吗
？And if you face problem， do you have the answer？
圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us，
我们人是神所造的
，That we are created by God。
那神造我们，他就给我们一本手册。
God has created us and has given us this manual.
这本手册就是圣经,
this manual is the Bible.
就是神的话,
and it's the words of God.
就是真理,
and it's the truth.
所以我们活在这个世界, 有这本圣经,
so today we lived on this earth, we have this Bible.
你就知道我是什么,
and then we know who I am.
我是神造的,
this is, we are created by God.
我是神的儿女,
I am the children of God.
我活在地上有目的,
we have a purpose on earth.
要活在神的爱里面,
we want to live under the love of God.
我人生有一个目标,
and I have a goal in life.
最后我要回到神那里去,
and I can return to God.
我要荣耀我的神,
I want to glorify my God.
讲得非常的清楚,
and it all says very clearly in the Bible.
使你的人生有盼望,
and
this, 有意义,
and
有价值,
enable you to have a hope and a goal and a value in life.
这个就是真理的目的,
and this is the ultimate purpose of truth.
因此如果一个人教导别人要怎么生活, 但是他不认识真理,
and if a person were to teach you how to live and the person does not understand the truth,
就像瞎子领瞎子,
it's just like the blind leading the blind,
到最后两个都会掉到坑子里面去,
and both will soon lead up to the pit.
所以有时候我们当父母的, 我们发现我们责任很大,
and so as parents we have a lot of responsibility.
我们把孩子带到加拿大来,
today, as parents have brought our children to Canada,
你有办法指引他一个方向吗?
But can you actually guide them to one direction?
你的前面要怎么走?
And tell them what to do.
我们好像瞎子,
it seems like we are blind.
连我们自己都摸索我们自己的前面的前途,
we are ourselves seeking where we're going to go next.
那一直到我们认识神的话, 真理,
until the time when we study and understand the truth of God,
我们就看得很清楚,
then we can see very clearly,
这条就是道路,
that this is the path.
真理告诉你的就是道路,
and this is what the truth tells me the path.
你走在上面就没有错,
and it will walk on this truth.
你永远不会后悔,
and this path will not regret.
为什么?
Why is that so?
因为这是真理永远不改变,
because this truth will never change.
那有时候我们到北美来,
and for us, we came to the United States.
很容易发现一件事情,
or the North America, that's a problem that commonly encountered.
就是父母跟子女没有办法沟通,
and that's the communication problem between parents and children.
为什么?
Why is that so?
因为父母在他的故乡成长,
because the parents grew up in his home, their hometown.
他有他自己的文化, 有他自己的背景, 有他自己的经验, 有他自己的观念.
They have their own culture and experience and value that they've gathered from their hometown.
那小孩子在这里成长,
but their children are being brought up
这里有自己的文化, 背景, 观念.
And likewise here, it also have their own value, their experience and the culture.
所以小孩子要让父母知道, 我在学校里遇到什么困难,
and if their children want their parents to understand what kind of problem they have encountered at school,
父母听不懂,
the parents will not understand.
那父母要告诉小孩子我小的经验是怎样啊, 小孩子听不懂,
and the same with the parents too.
所以经验不一样, 观念不一样, 变成到最后没有办法沟通,
because their experiences are different and their values will become different and they cannot communicate.
所以有时候啊, 父母觉得很孤单, 小孩子也觉得很孤单.
So at the end of the day, both parents and children feel very lonely.
不止这样哦, 父母觉得很委屈, 我好像一棵树, 拔过来, 在这里种下去, 我很辛苦, 在宫里读书,
not only so, the parents feel like they have lived a very difficult life, pulling themselves away from their roots and coming to a new land.
但是我讲话你听不懂,
and yet when I speak my language, you do not understand.
小孩子也觉得很委屈,
and the same with the children.
我要面对这个少数民族的压力,
and I've encountered such pressure from being a minority at school, and yet you do not understand me.
但是这个问题在教会里面基本上是不存在,
however, this problem will not exist in church.
为什么?
Why is that so?
因为当我们来接受真理,
because the moment when we come to accept the truth,
我们的观念会倒化,
and our perspective will all be changed by the truth.
就是真理化,
and that is being changed by the truth.
所以父母的观念就是真理化,
and the perspective of God, of parents must be based on truth.
以圣经的教训为他基本观念的一个基础,
and as the use the teaching of the Bible as a foundation of their value.
那小孩子的观念以圣经的教训为基本的他思想的基础,
and also with this teaching of the Bible be the foundation of the thought of the children.
那我发现父母跟子女很好沟通, 因为基本他的观念是一样的,
with a common value based on the Bible, then there will be easier communication between the children and the parents.
所以如果我们全家都来追求真理,
so today, if the whole family will come to study the truth,
基本上代沟是不存在的,
there will not be a communication gap.
观念不同没有办法沟通是不存在的,
and this kind of different in value will not exist.
你就不会觉得很孤单,
then you will not feel lonely.
你知道有人能够了解你,
because you come to understand that somebody who will understand you,
因为他了解真理,
because that person understands,
你也可以了解你的孩子,
and you can also understand your children,
因为你了解他了解真理,
because you understand that your children understand the protection.
所以这个是对我们家庭幸福的一个非常大的保证。
And this is one of the ultimate guarantee of our family happiness.
因为我们全家的观念都建筑在真理上面。
Because our whole value from in our family is built on the truth.
在有人的地方就有问题。
And when there is human exists, there will be problem that
exists. 没有一个人世间没有问题的。
There is no problem free society.
有一次我遇到一个信徒。
Once that I met a member,
他是瑞士人,
and it was from Switzerland.
我就很好奇,
so I was curious and I asked him questions. I spent about 2 hours talking to him.
我还记得啊，他两个钟头里面至少谈到他有三个朋友自杀。
And I remember in our conversation, he mentioned that he has 3 friends that had committed suicide.
我们知道瑞士风景如画。
And we know that Switzerland is a beautiful country.
然后瑞士社会福利很好。
And also I heard of the very good social welfare system in Switzerland.
但是为什么他作为这么多人自杀？
But why is that just for him alone, he has 3 friends that committed suicide?
有一些问题他没有办法解决。
Because there are problems that they cannot solve.
所以不是物质生活水准高，社会福利好，你就没有问题。
还是有问题。 Doesn't mean that you live in the country with a very high standard of living and with good welfare system, there will be problem free.
所以有人的地方就有问题。
So when there's human that exists, there will be problem.
那怎么办？
And then what should we do?
有神的地方就有答案。
But when there's God, there's an answer.
这个是最可贵的一点。And
this is one of the valuable part of knowing God.
你如果有问题没有答案，有时候真的很苦恼。
And if you have questions and you cannot find an answer, sometimes it's very frustrating.
有时候你在船上转来转去，整晚就在想一个问题，想不到答案。
And sometimes you will be pondering upon this question over and over, yet you cannot find the answer.
有神的地方就有答案。
But when there's God, there's the answer.
所以你就放心了。
And then you'll be very well rested.
那神的答案是什么？
And what's this answer?
就是真理。
That is the truth.
那真理是什么？
And what is the truth?
耶稣说，我就是真理。
And Jesus said, I am the truth.
所以神对人世间问题集中的答案就是耶稣。
So the ultimate answer to all the human question in life is Jesus himself.
因此，当我们找到了耶稣，
So today when we find Jesus,
你有很多的人生问题，你都可以逐渐的去得到答案。
There are many questions in life that you slowly can find answers to all of them.
那有一些问题，虽然你找不到答案，你可以超越。
There are a lot of questions you may not find the answer, but you can surpass all of them.
那你遇到的苦难，你可以解释。
And all the difficulties in life and suffering, you can find an answer to them.
所以这个变成非常的重要。
And so this becomes very important.
比方说，我现在问几个问题，大家想想看，答案在哪里。
For example, I would like to ask you a few questions, and you can think about the answer.
请问人怎样才可以得到满足？
I would like to ask you the first question, how can a human being gain ultimate satisfaction?
这个是一个最基本的问题吧。
And this is a very simple question.
没有满足还有幸福吗？
If there is no fulfillment, where is there happiness?
所以有一个新闻记者，他照了一张相，得到那普利兹奖，这个很出名的一个奖。
And there's reported that he took a picture of a person who has gained a prize.
那这个照片照什么？
And then what is this picture?
一个非洲的小孩子，蹲在一个空的这个碗的面前。
And this picture that has gained a prize was that this African child standing in front of an empty bowl.
然后有一只老鹰就站在那个小孩子的后面在看小孩子。
And there's a eagle that was standing behind this child looking at the child.
小孩子的眼睛就看那个空的碗。
However, this child was looking at the empty bowl.
诸位，你想这个小孩子幸福吗？
And do you think this child is happy?
那个碗是空的。
That bowl is empty.
他连站起来的力气都没有。
And he doesn't even have that strength to stand up.
那个老鹰看着他，他倒下去死了就要吃他的肉。
And the eagle is behind this child. The child will fall, and this eagle will definitely swallow him up.
如果一个人得不到满足，
If the person cannot gain contentment or fulfillment in life,
这个人还有幸福吗？
Is there happiness?
当然没有幸福。
Of course, there is no happiness.
所以我们在加拿大很幸福。
Today, we are all very happy in Canada.
有人问说，很辛苦，我真的很不好意思，在加拿大辛苦，不会吧。
And I don't think any one of you here is considering very difficult, having a very difficult life here.
好，那我们再想一个问题。
Then we're going to look and ask another question.
当你物质上什么都有，
The second question, if you will have all the material wealth that you need,
请问你的心真的得到满足吗？
With all this material needs that you have,
这个问题就一个很大的问题。
Can you find this true happiness in your heart?
除非我们的心真的得到满足。
Not unless our heart is filled with fulfillment, then there's no true happiness.
你知道到洛杉矶去，如果没有去迪士尼乐园，等于没有去过洛杉矶。
And if you've been down to Los Angeles and never been to Disneyland, then you have never been there.
好，再想想看，你如果到旧金山没有去哪里，等于没有去旧金山。
And if you have been to San Francisco and yet you have not been to that particular place, then what is that place?
金门大桥。
That's a Golden Gate Bridge.
擦的红色，然后常常有雾。
And it's always a very picturesque picture of this bridge covered in fog.
但是金门大桥从它盖到现在，已经有上千个人从那跳下去自杀。
But since the time when this bridge has been built, there are more than thousands of people who have committed suicide by falling off that bridge.
那为什么这么漂亮的这个风景没有办法欣赏，要跳下去呢？
And why is that a person cannot enjoy such beautiful bridge that's covered with fog, and yet this person has to
心里苦闷空虚。
Jump off the bridge. It is because of this emptiness and loneliness in spirit.
那请问这个怎么解答？
How can we find an answer?
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音第六章，
John chapter 6
35节，
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
这一句话就是真理。
This is the truth.
永远不会改变。
The person, the truth will never change.
我就是生命之粮。
And I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的。
He who comes to me
必定不饿, 信我的, 永远不渴。
Will never go hungry and never go thirsty.
所以人生真正的满足是什么？
So then what is this true fulfillment of life?
当你来到耶稣这里，
is when you come before Jesus,
你的心就得到了满足。
Your heart will truly be filled.
这个就是人生问题的答案。
And this is answer to all the problems of life.
你看好多人喝酒。
So you see that a lot of people are alcoholic.
为什么？
Why is that so? Because of the emptiness.
我在非洲遇到一个信徒，他说， 奇怪，为什么蚊子叮他不会飞？ 因为蚊子叮久了醉了。
And I met a person in Africa. Why is that whenever whenever a mosquito were to bite him, the mosquito will get drunk and fall off?
哦，他把那个喝酒的钱全部加在一起，他可以买一部 Mercedes在非洲开。
Because he is alcoholic, and he could even buy a Mercedes with all the money that he poured into his alcohol.
空虚啊。
Because of emptiness.
那现在在北美好多白领阶级用药 drug。
And today in North America, there are a lot of people, because of loneliness, they went to drugs.
这个空虚啊。
Because of emptiness.
那青少年哦，乱搞男女关系，为什么？
And the same with young people today, they indulge themselves with sexual immoralities because of emptiness.
因为最简单的不要钱了。
Because it's a lot of time they think that sex is free.
所以这个都是在表示人很空虚。
And it's because emptiness of human heart.
那每一年都在美国的东部有一个地方叫 Woodstock， 他们在开那摇滚乐。
And every year in the eastern part of America, there's this band called the Woodstock.
摇滚乐，这很刺激的。
And this rock and roll is very stimulating for the people.
有时候你看那开车青年，跳跳跳，快要跳到车外去了，就是在听摇滚乐。
And sometimes you can see that the youth while driving the car, they are like rock and rolling to the music they listen to.
但是那个摇滚乐每一次到最后都是打架结束。
But a lot of time, if you have heard about this rock and roll concert, they always ended up in fight.
为什么？
Why is that so?
刺激还不够啊， 不够就要打架才,
because they're so
才够刺激。
highly stimulated that they cannot stop. They have to end up in some sort of physical violence.
所以现在人真的很空虚。
So that's why today human beings are indeed very empty in hearts.
左手握着遥控器。
On the right hand, they will have a remote control.
右手喝着啤酒。
In the left hand, they will have a beer.
那两耳挂着这个 iPod。
And they will have an iPod.
好，两眼瞪着这个传真高传真的这个电视。
And then they will look at the internet.
啊，心灵像真空管一样。
And their heart is so empty.
那这个问题怎么去解答呢？
Why? How can they find an answer to this
question? 没有答案的了。
There is no answer.
你到处都找不到答案，最后来找耶稣。
But if you can never find any answer in life, come back and look for Jesus.
因为他说，我就是生命之粮。
Because he said that I am the bread of life.
你就得到满足了。
Then you can find the true fulfillment of life. You can put down your iPod.
遥控器放下来啊,
you can put down your remote control.
啤酒放下来啊,
put down your beer.
电视可以关起来啊,
switch off the TV.
我心里很喜乐,
because then you can say that I have true joy.
因为耶稣在我里面,
because Jesus is in my heart.
这个才是幸福,
this is the true happiness.
所以真理很重要啊,
so truth is very important.
如果今天你明白了真理,
is today when you understand the truth.
我现在年纪越来越大, 看越来越不清楚,
and now that as I'm getting older, I cannot read the Bible very clearly.
眼镜戴上去就清楚了,
and the moment when I put on my glasses, my reading glasses, the words become more clear.
如果没有真理,
but today, if there's no truth,
你好像一个近视眼的,
then you're like a person who's short-sighted.
那只有一块钱吧, 看成100块啊,
with a $1 bill in your hand, you thought it's $100.
你很高兴, 但是你是近视, 看错了,
you're very happy, but because you are so short-sighted, you have seen that $1 bill wrong.
你到最后要去买东西, 只有一块钱,
and then when you go out and buy things, you only have a dollar.
没有价值的, 看成很有价值的,
and the thing that is valueless, you see as high value.
但是你真理一戴上去, 眼镜瞧着, 调好了, 哦, 只有一块钱,
but when you put on these glasses of truth, then you know that this bill is only a dollar.
价值你就看得清楚啊,
you can see the true value of that bill.
所以不认识真理的人, 如果告诉你人生怎么活要小心哦,
and the person who do not know the truth and he were to teach you how to live, then you have to be careful. It's just like the blind leading the blind.
真的认识真理的人, 讲话才可贵,
a person who truly understand the truth and what he speaks is of value.
因为真理会增加你智慧,
because the truth will increase your wisdom.
是非能够看得清楚,
then you can see the right from the wrong.
有判断力,
you can have true judgment.
人生找可以找到答案,
then your life will find an answer.
所以真理很可贵啊,
so that's why the truth is very important.
诸位,
and so brothers and sisters and friends, and today perhaps it's the first time that you come.
但是相信这不是最后一次,
and I hope this is not the last time that you come here.
因为主耶稣的真理要打开你的眼睛,
because our Lord Jesus, he's going to open your heart with his
truth. 那你看不见那个国度,
and open your eyes to see the kingdom that you cannot see with your naked eyes.
就是主耶稣说, 我的国不属世界, 那个国度,
and that's what the kingdom that Jesus said, this kingdom that does not belong to this world.
当你看到那个国度,
and when you see this kingdom,
你很有把握可以到那个国度,
and you have this absolute confidence that you can go there.
今天死了也没有关系,
and today if you were to die,
孔子说, 朝闻道, 夕死可矣, 那个道就是真理, 就是神的话,
that truth is the words of God.